Three shots, four par, I just do two. One putt, par four, birdie, woohoo. New driver, info, replace, M2. Par five, fairway, what you fin do? Think I'll try to get on into. Start right, good line, good view. Andrew, shoot him, McGavin, two thumbs, that's up.
Okay, so we've talked in the past. I'm an Annika Sorenstam fan. So, like, top three golfers, probably, like, Tiger, Mike Weir, Annika Sorenstam. So, I have this – I posed this question to our Instagram community earlier just about, like, what the best year, male, female golf year was. So a couple of people came back and said, you know, like, well, it would be Tiger, it would be Nelly, like, right now, Tiger 2000, stuff like that. But the idea was, like, what was the best year? So that's why I asked you. I remember back – you'd be kind of young, but I remember back – year 2000. So I'm remiss if I don't include Annika Sorenstam because she had a hell of a year too, but Kari Webb had like a lights out year. Led the money list in 2000, 7 wins. And that was obviously the, you know, one of the best female golf years of all time. Annika Sorenstam has like 9 wins in one year as well. But on the other half with the male side, Tiger had the greatest golf year in history, in the history of golf, right? So 9 wins, 3 majors, like a 67 something, don't quote me on that, but like crazy scoring average. And so a lot of the hype right now is, and kind of why I wanted to just like hop on just you and I for one, because we never like talk about this stuff. It's been so long since we've talked about it. And like, we're seeing probably the greatest year since then. It could be the best year of all time too. We don't know yet, right? Like it's still early in the season. We got a couple majors and obviously we're talking Scottie Scheffler and Nelly Korda, who is the most dominant player on the planet right now. It's insane, man. 83% wins, like 5 of 6 tournaments is wild.
And then 4 of 5. I mean, I think it'll always be debatable no matter who you talk to. Everyone's going to have their opinion, obviously. Unfortunately, I was a little young to see Tiger in his prime dominate like that, and I just wasn't glued to the TV as much as I am now with the whole golf stuff.
Let me ask you, Bryce, how do you define like the greatest season though, in your opinion? Is it like winning? Is it scoring percentage? Is it like majors? Like, what do you think it is?
It's hard to say because, I mean, a guy can win a Grand Slam in a year and that would be obviously amazing, like top tier. But then a guy could win one major and win, I was going to say 20, but that's a bit unrealistic. Yeah. Could win 10 tournaments in one major. And like, how do you weigh those? I mean, they're both incredible. I mean, like, so I think just wins in general, I don't really care if it's a major or not. I mean, if you're going to stack up 10, 11 wins in a season, I mean, that's,
yeah,
it's like insane.
In that case, Tiger had 9 wins. I think he might have even had an international win that season for 10 wins. And then he had 3 of them were majors too. He just did not win the Masters in 2000. So, you know, like it's hard to like, obviously he has all of it there. He's got 9 wins, 10 wins, and he's got 3 majors, which is amazing. So Nelly Korda right now has got 1, she's got 5 wins. She's well on track to if she rolls at the clip she's rolling at right now, it'll be the greatest golf year in the history of golf. But
I mean, Scotty's not far off either. He's right there.
Yeah, Scotty's got 4 wins, one of them being a major. And that's all we've seen so far too, right? So that's why I kind of wanted to jump on, have a different conversation. It's like something that we haven't really had a chance to talk about, but I think golf like right now is in such a crazy spot where it's being dominated by 2 players. Like it hasn't been since, for me, it was like the Annika Tiger Woods era. But when you take the most dominant year, it was Kari Webb, who was always kind of like Phil Mickelson to Tiger. You know what I mean? She was always right there just in behind Annika, but she, man, in 2000, she had a monster year.
Even with a stretch of a couple years, like there hasn't been many. I mean, you can argue Brooks maybe with all the majors in the few years, but that was just majors. That wasn't necessarily tour wins too. Right. But other than that, like, I don't know if I can really point out like a couple years where someone truly dominated. I mean,
I think Rory's had like 4 but it hasn't been anything like we've seen this early by by both players, right? So that's where kind of the conversation, the hype comes from. And I think like we're in a weird spot where golf has been like polarized by just money. Like people just like all you see is like posts about money right now and how much player this or player A makes and player B makes and how much and they get for this tournament.
Ed Scott makes.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And like, that's kind of the idea is it takes away from like the idea of winning. And for me, like winning, I think is the most important thing. I think scoring average and stuff is really cool, but like, what if you're just a really good, solid player? And like, I think of like Tony Finau a couple years ago, like he's had a sub 70 scoring average and like had like no wins or like maybe got a win or something. You know what I mean? Like he's just so, so solid, but he doesn't necessarily always kind of close that door. Right. So I think winning is what's most important to like these athletes as well. And like, you're an athlete as well as I am. So like, that's kind of the idea is like winning, but, yeah, I think it's pretty cool to be able to see like debatably the greatest season, at least probably the greatest start to a golf season that maybe has ever been, or that we haven't seen since like the early 2000s, which is kind of
cool. Yeah. Well, I'm going to steal this from Danny Rappaport on Foreplay, but I think Scottie Scheffler, well, I know for the Masters, he was plus 400, and that's the lowest the odds have been for a winner since Tiger in 2013, I believe they said. Don't quote me on that, but still, that amount of time, and to have that low of odds is just, it's...
You know what's wild, man?
So it's Tiger, pretty crazy.
I do know once that Tiger was minus 135 in 2005. Zach Johnson won. He did not win, but he won, like, every year around that essentially, right? But it was minus 135. So he people were taking like it was him over the field, which is insane, man.
You think Scotty can get it down under 200 plus 200 this year?
I don't know that the books go there.
Yeah.
It all depends on the tournament too.
In the field.
And yeah, like that's what I mean. Like the field. Mm-hmm. I just don't know that it I don't know, man. Like if anybody it'd be Nelly Korda. Right. Like right now, I think like having five in a row, five out of six, that's where it's going. But man, plus 200, would he ever like, no one would pay that line.
No, it would be useless.
It would get pushed up. Like you would have to.
I still throw a couple bets on the Masters and stuff, and I don't touch Scotty because just the return is just not, it's not, there's no value. It's not worth it. You know, it's like.
Yeah. I think too, like, the books are just a little bit maybe smarter now too. They know that that's very unlikely, right? So,
sure.
But yeah, a couple like so. I think if you were to make some like long term predictions, because we look at obviously like Annika's got 72, Tiger's got 82, Sam Snead's got 82. Like, do you have an like? I think like the sky's the limit for Scotty and Nelly. Like they're both, you know, at the very early points of their career, I think they're both like what, 27 and younger, 26 and under. Like it's insane, man. Like, do you think that they can get over 50?
I think 50 is doable. I just like, it's golf such a streaky game and we've never ever seen domination like this since Tiger. But Tiger was the only one that's ever done it for a long period of time. I think it's way too early to even like go there. I mean, you can stay hot the rest of the season and Scotty and Nelly might be able to rack up 10, 12 wins. Great. But can you do that for another 3 or 4 years or take a year or two off, even have a kind of a rough patch and get back on that horse? You know, it's so hard to predict with golf, in my opinion, because everyone on the tour is so damn good. I would love to see some domination like that. I think it'd be awesome, but I don't think it's going to happen, but again, I would love to see it.
Yeah, Scotty's 27. Nelly's, she's 25, I believe. I did not.
Yeah, plenty of time.
Yeah.
Plenty.
So I think the conversation is more Nelly looking at 72 than Scotty looking at 82, for sure, I think.
I mean, 82 is a, both of those are very high numbers.
Yeah. Yeah. What about majors? What about majors?
I do listen to the Foreplay podcast once in a while, and they have this exact conversation. I think their numbers were 6, 7, 11, and 9 or something. I see Scotty, if he can, like I said, it's golf such a hit or miss game, but if he can continue this, I don't think 15 is out of the question, 14 is out of the question. I mean, if he could possibly go he could possibly get the Grand Slam this year. I mean, it's not out of the question at all. And there's five right there. So I don't know. He's 27 years old. He's got two under his belt right now, playing really well right now. I don't think three this year is out of the question at all. But we'll see. I mean, it's so hard to predict, right?
That's wild, though. It's like, it's crazy to think, because obviously it was a different era. Like, we can debate the Jack and Tiger thing and, you know, Soren Stam and Kari Webb and, like, Nelly Korda. Like, it's very hard to, like, debate those things. Fields were smaller back in the day, harder to win. Jack had, like, a ton of second place finishes too, like 18 majors. But I think it's I think double digits is definitely possible.
I might retract back to 12. I'm going to stick with 12.
That's like kind of where my mind goes. Definitely my mind goes there, because, like, you got to remember, he's been T2 in both the PGA Championship and US Open.
I think so.
US Open, yeah. And then it was T8 in the British Open, or the Open Champion, Open Championship. Showing my age there. But I think, like, I think the conversation is kind of cool. That's why I posted that. It was pretty engaging. I got a lot of messages from it. Mm-hmm. So hopefully, like, people listen to this pod going into the weekend or whatever it is, kind of give us their take too. I'll try and remember to, like, post up something again. I know Nelly's taking the week off, which she definitely deserves, which is pretty awesome. But
I don't think he's playing this weekend in Zurich, is he?
I don't think he played the Zurich last year either.
No, I was looking at the field. I don't think he's playing. Couple brothers, though. Fitzpatrick brothers, Højgaard brothers, Cootie twins. It'll be I like the Zurich. Zurich's good. It's kind of like the match play. I like the match play because it's a switch up. It's not your normal just stroke play event. It's kind of cool. And
I love the match play, man. It's so much fun. I loved playing it. And then I think the Fitzpatricks did pretty good last year. I think they were like fourth or something. Mm-hmm. I remember it was
Did you watch Full Swing at all?
Yeah, they were into it there a little bit, which was pretty cool. And then obviously, like, they both played well in the Open Championship last year, like really well. They were both top 10, I think.
Yeah, Alex actually beat his brother.
He was fourth, I think, which was pretty amazing. So I think it's kind of a cool time for golf. I think golf has, like, been in a weird spot. Like I said, like, a lot of it's been about, like, how much money does this player make and how much money does this guy make going to live and stuff like that. But I think the Masters was awesome. Pretty good tournament. Like, good year. Bryson played well, kind of fell off a little bit late. People chirped it, like, he fell off because he doesn't play 72 holes anymore. But yeah.
I love seeing Max up there.
Me too. Like, that was kind of my, like, I obviously, if I was, like, betting money, I got asked this question. I was at an event on the Sunday and I said, like, obviously it's going to be Scotty Scheffler. But if, like, my heart wanted Max Homa to win, right?
Me too.
For sure, man. But
just before we go any further, I want to shout out Andrew and the whole Full Wedge crew. Just picked up some of my merch from them. Fantastic. I mean, if you're not watching us on YouTube, go check it out. I got the palm tree polo and hat combo. It looks fantastic and it is extremely comfy. Their stuff looks great and it is high quality stuff. I knew it was before I got it, but now that I got it, I just reassured myself how good this stuff is. Our new partners with the pod, and we're happy to work with them and can't wait to see where it goes. So
you look great.
Go check out Full Wedge.
You look great. You look so good.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm heading down to Florida here shortly and
the palm setup's perfect for that. And
yeah, exactly.
So when you're listening to this pod, it's Friday afternoon. Hopefully, if you're listening to it as soon as it drops or if it's shortly after that, just yesterday or a couple days before, it'll be Thursday afternoon at 3 p.m. They have the Tropics drop. So you can go over to fullwedgegolf.com. You can use our promo code OTS. You'll get 20% off and it'll be a great deal. You'll love this stuff. Like, it's just really good stuff, breathable. Was talking with our friend Jake who picked up some the other day. He got the same shirt, the lavender one that I have, and it's just like
so very light breathable. Too. Very light.
Yeah, buttons are great. Like hats fit well. Hoodies fit well. I'm wearing like the mint hoodie right now. There's like I like the golf one. It's so cool, man. Like, it's just, they got a really good thing going over there. Andrew and the team do such a great job. We are gonna have Andrew on in the pod in the near future. We gotta work something out with him. But yeah, Full Wedge is kind of just been kind of a dream partnership for us. It's perfect.
Yeah. It works all really based well in us. Toronto too. Yeah. For all you Ontario people that want to buy some good clothing close to home, all in Toronto. So
yeah, Toronto area. And then they also have a setup down in Tampa as well. So if you're in that area, you know, obviously if you got to get it shipped to you, you got to get it shipped to you, but you can check it out there. Really, really just cool stuff. Something that, they've been around, like they were around before kind of everything sort of caught on. They were one of the first brands. They've been into their sixth year, I think. So, if you're interested, OTS, gets you 20% off,
helps amazing out the pod, people too.
Helps just out the, great. Yeah, helps out the group. So they're at all the local like events too. If you go to any events, like stop by, you'll see Andrew, like I saw him at Golf Fest last weekend, just kind of like working the booth and stuff like that. So you can kind of go up and say hi, meet the guy, meet the team. And, yeah, you get to like, kind of like meet everybody who's part of the group, which is really cool too. You know where your stuff's coming from. So, and they're working on some big things too, working on some big things in the golf space too. So, I think Full Wedge is right in line with all these wins too. They got good products. We're not just saying that. It's been like something that Bryce and I have been talking about for a little while. So, but yeah, I think this is just a nice quick one, Bryce. We got to run a quick edit on it. I know we both got a bunch of stuff going on. Next week, we've got, I think we're going to have Sean on, I think, from Early Birdie Customs. We just gave away one of his sweet ball markers, too. And then we got a couple things coming up, and we're working on a couple things for the summer, which is going to be pretty cool. So thanks for checking it out. What's up, Bryce?
Just one more thing to add about the whole Scotty Nelly thing.
Yeah.
Make sure you guys tune in and watch some of this golf, because like I was saying, it doesn't happen often and it might not happen for very long. So make sure you get some eyes on this while it's lasting here for a bit. So, cause it's cool to watch.
Yeah, man. And like, it's just like, I don't know. It's so cool to see it happening at the same time. And nice too, as like golf fans, like we're golf fans. If you're listening to us right now, you're a golf fan as well. It's like nice to kind of be excited about golf again. I feel like it's been a little while for a lot of people, myself included, and like the season starting up for a lot of us. So that helps as well. Plus like we've got two of the most dominant players that we've seen in 20 plus years. Right. Which is really cool to see. But we'll be back next week. Bryce, thanks. Anything else to add before we head out?
No, all good.
All right. FullWedgeGolf.com OTS, the shopping cart, 20% off. Thanks, buddy. Perfect.
He's out in my ball and of course when I tee up, I lose a ball and I re-up. I miss a fairway, I probably end up in the ocean or maybe the beach, and I'm on a par five and I'm finna go reach it. Second was blind, I ain't see it. Feel like it might be an albatross, worst case scenario.